Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live in living color. You know where we are. Vanderbilt Hall, our 30th anniversary special. We'll be here till 1 o'clock, of course, and Frances on the Fan will come your way. Vanderbilt Hall, Grand Central Terminal. I forgot to mention that. But joining us, this just shows you how much pull this guy has. And if you listen to the show every day, you hear me berating him constantly. But I love this guy. I really do. He's been when you talk about the fabric of the station, you're talking about him. If anybody here, there's two people that someday should write a book about WFAN. One is Eddie Scazzeri. The other one is this guy, the one and only Dolph Kramer. Let's hear it for Dolph. Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Dolph, let me pull to you. Can you put the microphone closer to your mouth so we
Dolph.
Can hear
Dolph, you? Dolph, you're going to do a read, Dolph. Come on now.
There we go.
We need to break, Dolph. We got to play those commercials. Come on.
Pain.
What year did you start at the beginning, Dolph?
Yes, I was actually with the company before it was sports radio. I was working for the FM stations, a dance station, Hot 103, which became Hot 97. Started working part-time also as a fill-in at HN, WHN, when it was
as
country music.
Right.
I was
right
doing
there?
Some news producing, the PSA shows I was helping out with. And then as the staff of the country station was leaving, because this format was changing, there were openings. I was the Sunday morning board op for a taped countdown show, country music countdown show. So my resume professionally to run the board was this one-hour taped countdown show, and they hired me full-time to run the board overnights with Steve Summers when we went on the air.
Wow.
How about that?
So you've been here forever. And now, I mean, you're really
the fan. That's amazing.
When you think of this guy, I mean, he's such a multifaceted guy. He's part of the committee now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
that's right.
And as I always say, and I say this with love, that you would be a perfect program director.
But coming from you, that's not a compliment.
I guess I understand. But still, I mean, that's a good job to have.
Well,
you could get that
ask
job.
Mark if he thinks it's a good job.
What's that?
Ask Mark if he thinks it's a good
job.
Well,
I think
he's done all right.
He's been doing it for 100 years now.
I think he's been all right.
Yeah.
How many different shifts have you done then at WFAN?
I started out doing the overnights.
You do? Okay.
Then I was doing nighttime. It was a 4 to midnight shift, but the show, the on the air was 7 to midnight at the time.
Was that Howie Rose at the time?
I believe so.
Okay. You believe so? How do you not remember?
It's a long time ago.
Come on.
I was 22 years old when I started.
Boy. I can't believe you were ever 22.
Yeah.
Same beard? 22?
No, it wasn't gray.
Well,
And it probably was not a beard then either. It probably grew that 10 years
later. It was just coming in. It was
later.
Starting to get there.
Interesting. I see. So then where'd you go after that? You did nights and then what?
I did 4 at midnight. I actually worked for about a year doing the board for Mike and the Mad Dog, except for Fridays because I had to go home for Shabbos.
Right.
I worked Sundays and Monday through Thursday. And then when I decided to take a step back to go for a bit of coordination, I started working on the midday show, and I had the afternoons. I left earlier to go.
What year did you start doing middays?
Wow.
What was the show at the time?
Yeah.
We'll go that way.
Sweater and Schmoozer.
Sweater and Schmoozer. Okay.
So you have basically seen every midday show there has been, with the exception maybe of Francesa and Eddie Coleman.
No, actually, it probably was Ed and Dave.
Ed and Dave.
That's the only one. And it was Mike and Eddie.
No, I wasn't with them. It wasn't with them. I did.
But they were the original one.
Not when they first went on the air. Mike joined with Ed a little afterwards.
Was that what it was?
Jim Lampley was there.
Right, that's right. Right. Greg Gumbel.
So Gumbel did the morning show.
Okay.
Have we been the longest show that you've worked with then?
It has to be.
Have we taken the record?
And of course the best.
Well, you know what? It has to be because we're the only ones that have done it for 10 years. I mean, who else has done that?
Well, if you work cheap enough.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good answer.
We won't get into that area.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
But you guys are great. You know what?
No, stop. Don't do that.
Okay, you're not so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're
late to breaks all the time. Okay?
But that's irrelevant to the show you do. The show you do is tremendous.
Right.
I mean, if you have to personify why FN's been successful, you take the big names, of course, the Imuses,
right,
the Mike
right.
Princesses, Mike and the Mad Dog.
Right.
But the core of the station is that you represent the fans, and there aren't any bigger, more truer fans than you two guys.
That's very nice.
Well, we appreciate that. And I certainly have the scars on my body to prove
that's
that.
That's right.
What would be the name of your book that you eventually write, the tell-all Dove book?
Well, I don't want anybody to know because somebody might kibosh it.
You know what? That's a fair point.
So don't say the name.
That's right. A good point.
But you are going to do this. You have been taking notes.
I will not comment if you ask me if I've started it.
But you have been taking notes toward that end.
I will not comment if you ask me if I've started to write one already.
I didn't ask you. I just said notes. I didn't say start.
Yeah, just maybe you take a
You're
diary.
Just gathering the information. Is that fair?
I'd go beyond that, actually.
Okay.
How much do you miss the old Astoria studio? Because that place had, I know it was a little dirty, and there was some leaks, and maybe some rats running around.
Some leaks?
A few, to be nice.
Look, the biggest difference, frankly, between there and here is the corporate culture. And that's not only the fact that everybody's with us.
That's for sure.
I mean, you remember the difference between there and here.
Please.
Very
different. I'll give you one example, or one situation that happens every day that most people probably don't realize what difference it makes. When we were in Astoria, we all share the same studio, which meant that when Imus was packing up, then the midday show was coming in to take over, and there was some interaction between them.
Yep.
I would come into the studio, and whoever was working with Imus, Rufino and McGurk, would be there. We were on the same team. It was one station, not different shows.
Right.
And the same thing when the midday show left, so then Mike and the Mad Dog would be coming in, and there'd be interaction between the midday show and the afternoon drive show. Now, do we see anybody in the morning show?
No.
They have their own studio.
No,
now, there is some interaction with Mike's staff.
Yeah, because we use Mike's studio.
But we do have that separation, so there's time for it to be set up. They pull the curtain down. They make it the way Mike likes it. So the interaction between you and Mike is not as the shows change in the studio.
Right.
It's because outside, as he's coming in, you're walking out, you may talk about certain
things.
You
know, I even in the days when I did the overnight, I even had interaction going into Imus.
Right, correct.
All the time.
Right. So that aspect of it being one team, like one of the great things about the Fan, which was more than here, it was like you were a locker room on a sports team. We're all working together for the same thing. We're all sports fans trying to bring out the best product, whereas now each element is its own world to an extent.
He sounds like a program director. You're right.
I told you.
Now, Luke, who's also with us, another legend.
Minko's here now.
Yeah, but I'm on the same stage with the icon.
The icon.
Yeah, true. And
that, he doesn't mean us. He means
Dove. Right.
Matter of fact, say something about Dove here. Dove has been here in the entire 30 years. Plus, he is the only individual that spans WHN and into
WFAN. Yeah,
you
mentioned that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You mentioned that.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah. You know, Dove goes back to the, prehistoric time.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you?
Don't we all?
Forever, too.
No, I remember the first day here.
Did you think this was going to work, the format? You confident?
In the first month? No, I did not. Because the first month, I went to my mother's for dinner, and I remember it vividly. And my mother goes, how are things going? And I said, I don't know, Mom, is this going to work out? Because I was listening in the afternoon in the middle of the day, and I said, boy.
That was Pete Franklin, right?
Well, no, he did not start until later on. He was sick. He had a heart attack. And we did not have a steady afternoon drive host in the beginning of the radio station. I mean, matter of fact, that's probably one of the historic trivia questions of the Fan. How many substitutions can you mention for Pete Franklin that started the station? And Jimmy Pearsall was one of them.
Jimmy Pearsall just passed
away. Jay Johnstone was one of them.
He just passed away recently, Pearsall.
Yes,
and you're leaving out the greatest fill-in for the mornings, and that was the Mink Morning Zoo.
That was fine
morning
programming.
Zoo.
Yes, the Mink Morning Zoo existed.
Yeah, do we have to talk about that?
What? Come on, dude. That's a big part of the history. You should be proud of
Mink
that.
Mink Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
I like
your resume.
There was one story. There was one story about that I'll share. Is that it was about 3 weeks, and then Imus takes over, and ratings really begin to improve.
Sure.
So I go in one day and to do the 10 o'clock update, and Imus is finishing up the program, and Imus is going, well, the ratings have gone up. He's telling me all this, and I said, aren't you going to congratulate me? Or what? Two of those weeks for me.
There you go. You know, I think he's going to be here later today. You should remind
him. Oh, Imus is coming later?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think he's calling in.
Oh, he's calling?
He's
all
calling
right.
in with Mike? I guess
yes.
so.
Calling in. All right. Well, then pick up the phone and tell him. Remind
you
him.
You can tell him.
The Mink Morning Zoo. That's a part of WFAN lore as well.
Imus fired me five times for being not funny. But every time he needed somebody, I kept coming. Matter of fact, the first day that Imus was on the air, there was a lady by the name of Sue Guzman who wrote the news for Charles McCord.
Right, I remember.
And she called in sick. So Mark Mason was the program director, and he calls me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he goes, can you write the news for Charles McCord? And I said, yeah, I'll go right on in. So the first day that Imus was there, McCord was there, and the first thing I told Charles, I said, I'm here to write the news for you, but I got to tell you something. He said, I have no idea what I'm doing.
That hasn't changed.
I said, well, hey, that fits right in with us.
You have to be patient. But I've done every single shift on the radio station at one time, including morning and afternoon drives, middays. I've hosted every shift, with the exception of Sunday morning football show or baseball show or something like that. Mm. I did a Sunday morning basketball show in the beginning.
Really?
I filled in, did news for Imus, filled in when Charles McCord was sick. I've run the board when a guy by the name of John Naso got sick. He was running the board and producing Jody Mack. He had to leave about 4 o'clock in the morning. So I ran the board and took all the phone calls for 2 hours and did the updates.
Wow. John, you are a multifaceted guy.
I'm gonna read your book too.
I mean, really. You're gonna write a book too, right, John?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you, there'll be a lot of books about the fan.
My
one
God.
Day.
How about the book about you I may write?
Yeah, well. I'll be on the beach by then.
Joe's an open book.
Yeah, well, you know. Well.
Some things.
Yes and no.
Well, fellas, great job.
Thank you for having me on.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. Yes.
Been here from the beginning.
Love and happiness.
Same thing with you. Mick will be here doing
one more thing, though.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, live read, Joe.
I feel better now. I'm not right at all.
You know, Dole's actually on vacation.
You're on vacation.
Yeah, he took a vacation day to come here.
Yeah.
True story.
Well, you got to take a vacation day?
Yes.
But Chernoff wouldn't just give you the day off to come and be a guest?
Yes, that's true.
What? Mark, that's a disgrace. You can't even hear me.
He can't hear you.
Unbelievable. That's terrible. But it's typical. It's typical. Unbelievable.
It's a good job bringing this up to Joe.
Dogs. You needed a vacation day to do this? Come on.
And the other question is,
you get paid
day,
at least?
Really
I guess
here?
So, right?
Vacation day.
Yeah, all right.
Just means you can't take one in September or whatever.
Thinking so, he gets more vacation than anybody.
Now that you mentioned it, Mick, I was going to point that out.
Yeah.
You do get a lot of
You get more vacation than Mike.
What's the next Jewish holiday you got that's coming up? What's next?
The next one's going to be the high holidays.
Oh, so you got a while yet. Right. Yeah. We got until September, late September.
Right.
All right.
Dolph Kramer, only guy who takes more vacation than Mike. We
appreciate
it.
Love. We love Dolph. Let's hear it for Dolph. Let's hear it for Mingo.
Yeah.
Come on. Talk about icons.
Indeed.
They're still alive.
Yeah, I understand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.